Everyone has somebody from their past that when you think about them, you're like, oh yeah, I used to have a crush on them, or I used to think they were cute way back when. And we kind of had one of those discussions yesterday in the studio where we were all going around sharing people from our past that we thought, oh yeah, once upon a time, I thought they were kind of cute. And Liv the Web Girl was like, well, I don't really want to tell you who mine is. And we were like, okay, well now you have to tell us. And she shared that way back when, she used to think that our old boss was cute. And so naturally, Joe and I were like, okay, we dare you to call him and tell him. Will you do it?
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And we actually have a really good friend of the show, and you didn't know this at the time, our old boss, Buster, is on. Hey, man, where are you at?
I'm in Florida, driving from Miami right now. Hey, what the hell do you want?
Liv the Web Girl needs to tell you something or kind of confess something.
Oh, boy.
Liv, go ahead.
So, you used to work here, and you were our boss. I had a crush on you, like, the entire time.
Okay.
How do you feel, Buster?
I mean, it's cool. Liv's hot.
Did you ever have any of those same feelings back towards Liv?
No, I don't have unprofessional feelings towards my staff. But
well, your staff had unprofessional feelings towards you, apparently. Hey! She didn't tell us until after you were gone.
Well, now that I don't work there, she could get it.
I wonder how your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, yeah, feels about this.
Unfortunately, right now wouldn't work for me.
What if Buster starts vaping? Would that do it for you?
Ooh, that might give him a run for his money.
All right, well, I gotta go, guys, because I'm on the middle of the freeway here.
Okay, well, you know her number.
You got mine too, Liv. Later.
All right, Buster right there. Thank you so much, buddy.
Bye.
Liv, are you pitting out? How do you feel?
1,000% pitting out, like down to my shorts. I feel so anxious. I feel embarrassed, but it's better now that it's out in the open.
Yeah, okay. You feel good. You confessed and your crush.
I wonder how Jewel Daddy feels now, because obviously Buster said you can get it.
Well, Jewel Daddy should have nothing to worry about because he knows how obsessed I am with him. I'm more obsessed with him than he is with me.
Also, Buster's in Florida, so.
Oh, that's right. There's nothing called, what is it? An airplane.
Joe, who's your crush that we can call tomorrow and you can confess?
I'm not going to tell you about that one. here's my thing, though. I have so many more questions. Like, how long, like, was it an immediate crush from the beginning? I mean, how long was this festering in your heart and soul?
I've never had a thing for any of my bosses ever. Well, maybe our new boss now. Charisse is pretty cute.
I've had a thing for coworkers. I'm like, oh, they're hot at different jobs, but I don't think I've ever had a boss.
I think it was a thing more so in the beginning, because I've never had a boss that was as laid back, young, kind of just, you know. He was just like fun and cool. So I never had a boss like that. So I think in the beginning, that's when it was more so like.
The secondhand cringe from that phone call is just extraordinary.
Can we just clear the air? Not saying me necessarily, but are there any other men in our building?
That we should call and you should reveal our coworkers?
Yeah, or that we need to talk to our guy Greg in HR about.
Joe, I think it's finally time for me to confess something to you.
You know what? I think I don't want to hear that confession, Liv.